Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Franklin Sanders, the money changer. You can find his website at www.the-moneychanger.com. That's www.the-moneychanger.com. And this morning, Franklin and I have been talking about all kinds of things, genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. We've been speaking about how this relates to the ongoing genocide of the American population that is taking place at the hands of multinational corporations that are giving us genetically modified foods and all other manner of poison, up to and including some of these antidepressant drugs. And we've kind of carried this into a conversation about the overall destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy, the way in which the local economy and the local community has been so decimated by these events of recent decades. And then in more recent minutes, we've been talking a little bit about the scriptures. What do the scriptures say about such things as population? And how does this relate to the abortion controversy? And in regard to the whole issue of abortion, does it fit into a larger pattern of hatred of God's word, hatred of what God has to say about the created order, and what he has to say about humanity and the relationship between humanity and the things that God would like for us to manage in regard to this present cosmos. Franklin, we got into this abortion thing. Take it away, and let's expand on this a little bit in terms of the overarching ideology of abortion as you see it and the overarching philosophical presuppositional base of it, as it seems to be, frankly, destroying Western civilization in a very, very significant way.
Right, and I hope that what I've done is destroyed the logical basis for population control. The idea that population control inevitably means food shortages and so forth, that was Malthus' argument back at the beginning of the 19th century. But, of course, things have vastly changed since the beginning of the 19th century. Agriculture is much more productive. Some good industrial methods, machinery and so forth, have made agriculture more productive. And so the supposed link that Malthus thought was there, that population would always rise to the point where it, where it induced famine and starvation, is just simply not there. There isn't. Causal link does not exist. And yet we continue to hear the population controllers, the human haters, sing this song. Now, I told you I was researching a book on the environmental movement back in the late 80s. And one of the things that, as I got off on this population control movement, one of the sites that I went to was the World Population Council. You know, you can find a whole lot out about people if you just read what they write about themselves. And your readers can, you know, if they wonder what somebody's up to, they can write off and get their annual report and find out what they're like. One of the objections that I have to a lot of people who talk about conspiracy is they act as if it was secret. It's not secret.
Yes.
The plans to reduce world population down to a tiny fraction of its present size, maybe a tenth of its present size, from 5 billion down to 500 million, there's not a secret. The people who want these things do not make a secret out of them. And if you'll write and ask for their annual report, you can find out exactly what they plan.
When we come back, let's discuss some of these statistics a little bit further and some of the public sources of information that will enable us to get the bottom of what is behind the population control movement. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Franklin Sanders, the money changer. Stay tuned.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Franklin Sanders of Tennessee, the money changer. You can find his website at www.the-moneychanger.com. Franklin has also mentioned a very, very fine website for all of us that is entitled The Weston A. Price Foundation for Wise Traditions in Food, Farming, and the Healing Arts. These folks are based in Washington, D.C., and much of what they talk about deals with issues that Franklin Sanders has raised for us today on this show related to genetically modified organisms and genetically modified food and all of the ramifications of a corporate economy that is giving us poisons in the way of foods and drugs that are not in our actual medical interest. And this, of course, then dovetails with the whole issue of the population control folks and the abortion ideology, which we were just starting to get into when we went to the last commercial break. Franklin, before you continue with that, is there a good source that you can recommend, because I know you study this stuff pretty well and pretty constantly, a good source on population control from a biblical perspective that might be kind of a regular one to check on an ongoing basis for information on this?
You know, Mark, I really don't I don't know one. The only uh, The only book that comes rapidly to mind is one that a physician in Pennsylvania put together a number of years ago that showed the opinions of leaders in theology and in the church over the centuries about population control and birth control. And it quoted everyone from St. Augustine to down through Calvin and Luther and even down to the present time. But I really don't know of anyone who takes the trouble to answer the population control movement from a biblical standpoint. And I think the pro-life movement suffers in that respect from having become permanent and professionalized. And so they become negotiators, like everyone else who puts their feet under the king's table. They become negotiators. They try to pull this little thing and that little thing. And they can keep pretending that Republicans are pro-life and that Bush is pro-life. Look, let's get serious here. If Bush wanted to end abortion tomorrow, don't you think that he could pick up the telephone and do it? Of course he could. Of course he could. So that's
all he would have to do is to declare all of these feminists and abortionists to be enemy combatants and move them to Guantanamo. That's
right.
What I do.
Terrorists.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. Hadn't thought of that one before.
So, but what I was saying, I'd gotten off on the point that you can write for the annual reports. I mean, if you think that the CFR is a conspiracy to take over the world, write for their annual report. You think their membership is secret? It's not. There's a list, you know, in the annual report of all the members, and they'll tell you exactly what they're doing. If you want to get on their weekly email list, they'll put you on their weekly email list. You know, there's no secret about it. But I was saying that I was researching this book about the environmental movement, and I'd gotten off into the population control aspect of it. And I wrote and got a copy of the World Population Council's annual report. And, Mark, you know, sometimes you'll read something, and usually we read things and we're sort of half paying attention, or we're just rationally absorbing it. But sometimes you read things that strike you so deeply in some way or the other that you can't ever get them out of your mind again. And when I read the World Population Council's annual report, all about their plans to create a contraceptive, a pill that would control men's production of sperm, all about how they had to control population amongst what they didn't say this, but it's exactly the same thing Margaret Sanger said, amongst all the unworthy ones, you know, all those brown and black people out there that and now it's extended to white people too, who don't deserve to live because they're poor, they're unworthy, you know, they're genetically inferior. And as I read, I just became nauseous. Not fearful, you understand, just nauseated at the hatred of humanity that I met there in the World Population Council's annual report. And it started a train of thought in my mind. I had to put the thing down. It was so vile that I had to put it down because the hatred of humanity was so intense. And it was put forth in these sterile clinical terms that made it, in my opinion, even worse, that somebody could be so cold and callous to the death or the destruction of the possibility of millions of human beings. And, you know, there's only one other place, Mark, only one other place in the universe that you meet that kind of hatred of mankind. You know where it is? It's in the devil's mind and heart. It's in the devil's mind and heart.
Yes.
And that's where the abortion movement gets its strength. That's where the euthanasia movement gets its strength. That's where the population control movement gets its strength. Such strength that it even deceives Christians into not having children or into quote, limiting their families. And I know that this sounds, you know, I realize that for most people it sounds lunatic because most people have been trained by the media and by public schools and a constant barrage of propaganda not to take the Scripture seriously. But the Scripture says that the devil, our enemy, roves about like a raging lion seeking whom he may devour. He knows that the strength of God comes into this world with children who are born who are his, who little by little will transform this world into the king, and are transforming this world into the kingdom of Christ. And so he has to kill as many of them as he can. Not only that, he hates life. He hates life. And we know that's true because we know that all who hate God love death. And you can see it in everything they do. You can see it in the culture around us. They hate God, and so they exalt and love death, finally even embracing it for themselves, to their own destruction. So, this, you know, I got started thinking on this train of thought, and I remembered about the whole witchcraft controversy that raged for, what, 200 years in medieval times and on past the Reformation into the 17th century. And I went back and did some study into that, and for all the superstition and the terrible procedural problems with the whole witch hunting thing, it was very interesting to me that the goal of witchcraft, repeated over and over and over by people who had studied it, was to interrupt normal fertility. Not only the normal fertility of men and women, but the normal fertility of agriculture, the normal fertility of fruit trees and crops and animals. See,
wow.
In other words, suppress life. Do you see what I'm saying? That
yes.
At the center of the population control movement, there is this demonic hatred of mankind. And at the center of those who rebel against God is a desire to disrupt and turn upside down the normal fertility of God's world, the ordained fertility of God's world. So this is what we're dealing with. And so this is how the genocide, this is the overall framework that you have to understand this silent genocide within. You see, when you look around and you see that our people, the people of the world, are being poisoned by the food that they're fed and the drugs that they're fed, and then you see that there's a long-term plan to reduce population, a huge propagandistic, active, well-financed movement to kill human beings or prevent their ever coming into this world, then you got to put that together and you say, well, somebody's on the same page here.
And that there's a link.
And that there is a link. Of course there's a link. There's a link. And even if it's not a conspiracy, it is a confluence of interests. So that those people work together. They work together for the same point. And that point is to make God's people impossible in this world. That's the whole point. I don't know what the plan of God is in perfect detail, and I can't say how many people down to the last number that he wants on the earth, but I know that he delights in them, and I know that his plan is to subdue the whole earth so that the knowledge of the glory of God covers the earth as deep as the waters cover the sea, and that has to be in the minds of men. So God delights in population. The world system, and specifically the governing authorities and the corporations that we have today, are working to do the opposite. They're working to kill us. And you have to understand that. And you know, then, of course, a lot of people come to the conclusion, oh, my gosh, you know, they despair. They say, oh, you know, well, what hope have I of beating a conspiracy that large and powerful? And the answer is they don't have any power at all. Just like Jesus said to Pilate, you wouldn't have any power at all unless God gave it to you. And they're not the most powerful force in the world. And they're not going to be allowed to build their Babel, their tower up to the sky.
We'll be back with Franklin Sanders, the Money Changer, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we come back, I wanted to ask him about Planned Parenthood. and the $265 million that they get in taxpayer funding every year. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Franklin Sanders of Tennessee, the money changer. You can find his website at www.the-moneychanger.com. That's www.the-moneychanger.com. You need the dash there, folks, www.the-moneychanger.com. Franklin was also mentioning a very fine website from the of the Weston A. Price Foundation up in Washington, D.C., where you can find out all kinds of things related to food and health and science from a proper perspective. That's at www.weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Weston A. Price with no spaces, .org. That's www.westonaprice.org. Franklin, before the break, I was making reference, of course, to Planned Parenthood and the fact that according to a recent letter written to the American Free Press on March 26th, they're getting more than $265 million in taxpayer funding every year, presumably at the behest of certain corporate powers that be that are tied into the World Population Council and to the World Population Council ideology. What do you make of some of this recent publicity that surrounds antidepressants and what many believe is a link between antidepressants and violence. I'm looking at Ralph Forbes' piece in the American Free Press on April 23rd and 30th. He makes reference to these so-called SSRIs, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. One of these, of course, is Prozac, one that we would know very well, the Eli Lilly drug Prozac. And these so-called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are thought by many to have absolutely terrible psychological and psychiatric ramifications upon people, to the extent that Ralph Forbes in AFP is saying that school shootings, for example, were rare before the drug companies started raking in $200 million-plus each day, medicating, quote-unquote, Americans, young adults, and even children. What's your spin on this?
Well, let me just make two comments about that. The first is that the whole medical industry, all of Western medicine, has taken a pharmaceutical turn, and the reason that it's taken that pharmaceutical turn is because it's more profitable than traditional Western medicine. Even allopathy never relied on drugs the way it does today. And if you have a physician who's a friend, you know, he'll tell you what a friend of mine told me. He said, you know, for about 80% of the people who appear in front of me, who present themselves to me, I really can't do anything. They're sick. They're going to get over it. You know, in time, their body will heal it, and I just have to help their body heal it. But now, the pharmaceutical companies, because there's such an enormous profit in it, develop these drugs, and you would be horrified if you think that the FDA or the USDA and the FDA have worked together with the food processing corporations. That's nothing compared to what they do with the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry owns the government. They own them. And so I think, you know, the first thing every one of us needs to do is to stand back from these drugs and say, hold on a minute, you know, wait, is there another way I can do this without this heavy-duty chemical intervention in my body? And people don't ask that question about depression and so forth. And this, you know, Prozac and also Ritalin, which is given to school children to do the same kind of thing that Prozac does to calm them down. And so there are millions and millions of children on Ritalin, and they are fed into that system. By the way, the government subsidizes the so-called, you know, disabled children. But anyway, so that's one part of this problem, is that pharmacology, and remember the basis of that word in Greek is witchcraft, pharmacology,
yes,
has replaced the practice of medicine, or is supplanting the practice of medicine. And talk to your physician friends. They'll tell you it's crazy. You know, I'm not the only one that thinks that. They think that too. But that's part of the problem. And the other part of the problem is that when you don't believe in the soul, then you replace that with psychiatry and pharmacology. And I remind you that the word psychiatrist comes from the two Greek words that mean soul doctor. And of course, if pastors in churches are not willing to be soul doctors, which is what they're supposed to be, then you can expect that the world will find some counterfeit to intrude on that. And this whole realm of psychotropic drugs like Prozac, it's just frightening to me. I mean, the idea that we'll just drug somebody down if they've got problems that they haven't learned how to handle yet. Now, I would not ever contend that there are not some people who are crazy because they've got physical problems, but they ain't all crazy because they got physical problems.
Well, that's right. When we come back, let's talk about this whole business of the pharmaceutical industry and psychiatry and psychology and how those things may war against a biblical model for healing and a biblical model for ministry. We'll be back with Franklin Sanders, the Money Changer. This is Mark Dankoff's America. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Franklin Sanders of Tennessee, the Money Changer. You can find his website at www.the-moneychanger.com. That's www.the-moneychanger.com. You very definitely need to have the dash in there for reasons that we've already covered. And before the break, Franklin, where were we?
Well, we were talking about Prozac and,
yes,
and psychotropic drugs. But before we get off of the subject, or what I'd like to come back to is that there is a solution for all these problems facing us. And the solution is not despair. But for the moment, let's go back to Prozac. You know, one of the things interesting, the recent killings at Virginia Tech just bore this out. Almost every one of these school shootings, in almost every case, every one that I know about, the people who did the shootings were on something like Prozac, either Prozac itself or something else, including the woman down in Texas who killed her own children. So wouldn't, you know, when five or six or ten or however many of these things happen over and over and over, I mean, I don't claim to be real smart, but I'm smart enough to figure out that there's a problem here. There's
yes.
a problem with these drugs. If all of the people who engage in these acts of mad violence are taking them, there's a problem. There's a connection some way or the other. Now, you know, apparently, you know, you have to be a person who doesn't have several college degrees or work for a pharmaceutical company to be able to realize that. Because I don't claim any special knowledge in these areas, but gosh, you know, at least you ought to investigate cause and effect, seems like to me.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, when I examine these cases, in which this Jay Bird in Virginia Tech is just the latest one, it seems to me, as a Christian, that I find myself constantly rubbing up against this whole issue, which I've never completely resolved in my own mind, of this complex interplay in someone who could do something like this, between some physical or chemical factor, maybe it is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and the extent, on the other hand, to which, according to the New Testament, we could be dealing with a case of bona fide demon possession. And, of course, that's an area where contemporary psychology and psychiatry has no time for that sort of thing, because they inherently deny the supernatural and inherently deny the biblical witness to it.
Right. Well, that's certainly another question. And, you know, I go back to the point that pharmacology, the root of pharmacology, comes from the Greek word that means witchcraft. So you're giving these people drugs. The drugs take them over, so to speak. They change the way they look at the world and the way that their emotions and their minds and their wills react to the world. So if it's not outright demon possession, it certainly is another way of taking over the body and causing them to act in a way that they would not, under their own will and power, act. Is that not correct?
Yes, and which is, I think, a definition, an inherent definition of the demonic, even if it does not involve the classic demonic methodology of a demon physically residing in a person. It's still Satan utilizing something to take over a person's that person's mind and will.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So, but it's interesting that the dangerous pharmaceuticals that lie at the base of almost all of these incidents is almost never mentioned and certainly not followed up on. But do you know what is mentioned, Mark? Those dangerous guns that caused it all.
That's it.
Those dangerous guns that caused it all. And maybe that's the reason why none of these people go in with a meat axe and do their job, okay? Maybe there's something involved in that, too. Maybe they're Manchurian candidates. That is, maybe they're programmed to do that. I don't know. That sounds crazy. I understand. But what's the limit of suspicion when you find out that your own government planned the event that got us into World War II?
Well, that's exactly right.
You know, how suspicious should I be?
Yeah, see, I struggle with that same thing, because when it comes to this case of this guy, Cho Sung Hui, who murdered all these people at Virginia Tech, I suggested on the air on this program the possibility, didn't say that it was the case, didn't say I could prove it, because I couldn't. But this whole issue of the possibility of a Manchurian candidate certainly entered my mind. And again, at one level, I find myself thinking, boy, that's just lunacy. I can't believe I said that on the air or intimated the possibility that such a thing could be the case. And yet, when you look at Robert Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor, read all the stuff that's in there that was garnered from these Freedom of Information Act suits. The original documents are all there that I think conclusively prove to my satisfaction that Roosevelt not only knew about Pearl Harbor, he set a series of things in motion from October of 1940 to December the 7th, 1941, to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And so if one can believe that, and I do believe that on the basis of the evidence, and if one can believe the things that I have come to believe about the Kennedy assassination, maybe this isn't so crazy after all. When we're talking about this whole issue of antidepressants and firearms and so forth, to see certain unseen hands pulling strings to try and move society to a new level of susceptibility and malleability in this whole thing.
Right, and control. Of course, control.
Yes.
Always the increase of control is what they ask from it. And again, you know, there's what has changed since 1950 or 1960 or 1966, when the first of these events happened, if it was the first of these, you know, I mean, if it wasn't just something randomly not related to this, what has changed now that they've become so frequent and before they were so infrequent? What has changed? And we have to ask that question. Mark, I'd like to leave that topic for just a moment and go
sure.
on to something. You know, I really... don't have much time for the whole conservative movement and the political, a lot of political movements anymore. And one of the reasons is because they've really given up hope. They've given up a vision of the future that contains victory. And the thing I'd like to point out is, you know, we say, gosh, have times ever been this bad? Has the world ever been such a wicked, terrible place? Have the wicked ever been so strongly and firmly in charge and in power as they are today? And the answer to that is absolutely. I mean, absolutely. The Roman Empire was in power when Christ came into the world, and certainly they were as wicked as you might want. And their subsequent history in the persecution of the church and Christianity proves that same thing. But in any age that you go to, the problem is the same, because the world is always at war with Christ and his kingdom. The world is always at war with God's people. So what else should we expect? But we have the promise that while all of that is going on, Christ's kingdom is still building. He is still overcoming his enemies. And until they're made his footstools, he's still going to be ruling. He rules everything, and he rules for the good of his people. So what we have to ask ourselves is, if that's so, first of all, why should we lose heart? And the answer is we shouldn't. We have no business losing heart, because we're on the winning side, not the losing side. Secondly,
yes.
Secondly, how do we live? How do we live then? And I think one of the most important things is that we have to recognize, we have to change the way that we live. We have all become ensnared in this world system of materialism, first of all, and usury, because we're all snared up in that system, paying interest and borrowing money so we can have more and more things, in the world of TV, which is just like, you know, I mean, having a TV in your house and turning it on, it makes as much sense to me as if your family got up from the supper table and you took them into the living room where there was a 16-inch sewer pipe coming out of the wall, and Daddy made the whole family sit down in front of the sewer pipe, and then he opened the sewer pipe and let sewage flow out on them for 6 or 8 hours. You know, it makes that much sense.
Yes.
Because the whole of it, forget subliminal programming, the whole of the programming is aimed at destroying all of Christianity, at destroying the belief in God, at destroying the belief in any kind of morality. I mean, look at it. It's fornication and it's violence. That's if you want to know what TV is in short order, that's it. So you have to get away from those things, and you have to say to yourself, does God really mean it when he says that he has true joys for us? Or are those things the true joys? Is being rich and having a big car and having a big house and having a lot of money and watching TV, and by the way, Americans watch 8 hours of TV a day on average. Figure that out. How do they do it? 8 hours a day. But we have to ask ourselves, which is more important? And My answer to that is, look, the system that I'm watching here around us, the economic and the financial and the monetary system that we're watching, is going down. And it would take another 2 hours for me to discuss all the reasons that I believe that that's true. But whether it goes out with a big bang or whether it just burns itself up doesn't make any difference. It's not a sustainable system. And the evidences of its ultimate failure become more and more frequent every day. So do I want to be part of that losing system, or do I want to be part of what will take over after that? And so what that means is that we have to ask ourselves as Christians, what is the Christian solution to the problems? What is the scriptural solution to the problems that we face today? You know, one of them, I went through this whole thing about foods and the way that we're being poisoned by our foods. One of the things that we have to do is take care of ourselves and stop listening to these corporate propaganda voices that tell us it's all right, while we see people dropping dead all around us. It's not all right. We have to go to local farmers, local food providers, and we have to find our own food. We have to find good, wholesome, nutritious food. And we have to do that. We have to look at the job that we do in the world, the business that we do, and say, look, is this really going to advance Christ's kingdom? Am I training people and training myself and building up the system that will take over when what we see around us collapses? And that's what we have to focus on. We have to focus on the future. We can't allow ourselves to become so depressed by all the strength of the enemy and all the victories of the enemy and what it seems to be his universal power. We have to realize he doesn't have universal power. God does. The devil's not in charge. God is. So let's get
that straight. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think that your classic Reformed theology, which at this point is classic Lutheran theology, and at that point Lutheran and Reformed theology are clearly together on this as a biblical doctrine, that we're talking here about the sovereignty of God and about the fact that when you read the entirety of the New Testament and finish the very last book, that's the 27th book in the New Testament corpus, Revelation, it was my impression the last time I checked that God won.
Well, you ought to share that news with some of your Christian friends today, apparently they're reading a different book than I'm reading.
Well, that's right. Well, you know what's really interesting, though? I mean, I have to confess for some of these folks that, you know, I fall into this from time to time, and I'm not proud of it either. I was telling some Lutheran people at lunch on Sunday on the south side of San Antonio. I had conducted a worship service over there at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in the south side of town. And after the service, we're having a meal and we're talking. And there are several very, very difficult situations in the congregation that involve people's personal health that have come up in recent months. One of those was resolved both sadly and victoriously last night in the wee hours. But at any rate, I was saying to the guy sitting across from me, who's the president of this congregation, I said, you know, it's my job to put on the best face that I can when I go into a hospital room. And it's my job to be as uplifting as I can be when I walk into a sanctuary on a Sunday morning. The problem with that is that there needs to be a real sincere connection between the external appearance and the internal reality. And if I don't really have Christ's joy at any particular point in time, or if I'm not taking seriously what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, when he's basically saying, hey, folks, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, for the Lord is at hand. If that's not my orientation, if I'm constantly, and I have to admit, I struggle with this from time to time. I read so many depressing things, and I have to talk about so many depressing things on the air that every once in a while I need a reality check. And the reality check is to get back into the Word of God, to be re-reminded again for the umpteenth time that the biblical God, the triune God, has won the final victory in Jesus Christ, and that since I'm a part of that by God's grace alone, I ought to have a better perspective on life than I sometimes tend to have.
Well, maybe you ought to stop reading the newspapers. Maybe you ought to stop reading all
I stopped reading them, except I have to be prepared for this show, you know. I feel like I have a moral obligation, even if I don't know what I'm talking about on the air, to at least have read all the papers before I walk in there. So this, you know, this, it's like an obsession with me, and I look at all these things, everything ranging from the American Free Press and some of the fine books written by some really good conservative authors to all of this drivel coming out of the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal. All of these things confront me every morning, and I keep threatening to take them outside 2 hours before the broadcast and to light these corporate papers on fire. But at any rate, I do read this stuff or glance at it just to see what's in there, what's being said, and so forth. But I'm constantly reminded of the fact that, you know, that for me as a believer who at one level, you know, I hopefully understand something about how bad things are at one level. But then, as you point out, biblically speaking, we're in on a great revelation, and it is that God has won the final victory in Jesus Christ, that God is sovereign, and that he's going to bring the Whore of Babylon to its final resting place. We'll be back. This is Mark Hancock's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. We'll be back with Franklin Sanders of Tennessee, the Money Changer. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Franklin Sanders of Tennessee, the money changer. You can find his website at www.the-moneychanger.com. You need the dash, folks. www.the-moneychanger.com. Franklin, in terms of living with a sense of victory, a biblical sense of victory, which is a real problem, of course, for so many of the conservative organizations that have gone by the wayside as far as fighting temporally losing battles, I find myself thinking about a recent U-turn that I've made that maybe is a good metaphor for your own, appeal to the rest of us to reclaim ourselves a little bit in terms of our priorities. I checked in with my blood pressure a number of weeks ago. It was at 170 over 110. I was also 40 pounds overweight based upon my college weight. And so I thought to myself, I can do something about this or I can die. And I decided to do something about it in a non-traditional way. I started taking an herb, an Asian herb, not a pharmaceutical put out by the corporate powers that be. I've started eating better and working out. I've lost 20 pounds of the 40 that I needed to lose. My blood pressure the other day was 122 over 73, and I'm staying with the herb, but I'm also continuing on a long-term basis as a long-term life change with aerobic exercise. I'm doing 10 pull-ups every other day, lifting a few weights, and also walking on the treadmill at a good aerobic clip. And maybe that's a small microcosm of what all of us need to be thinking about, not simply in terms of reclaiming our physical health, but getting our political and cultural and spiritual issues back in order, too.
Well, I think it's part of reclaiming responsibility for yourself. You know, what the problem with Americans is that they want a quick fix. They want to take a pill. Yeah, sure, I can see that this needs to be fixed. Give me a pill, and I'll fix it. It's like giving somebody Prozac who has emotional problems or difficult problems with people in their life. You know, that's not a fix. It's not a fix. It's like saying, well, we've got a problem. The boiler's overheating here, so what we'll do is we'll just wire down the safety valve so it won't keep going off and annoying us.
Yeah.
So what? You know, we have to take back control of our lives, and we have to take back control of our lives with this point in view. How do I best serve God in my place and station? With my talents that I have, how do I best serve God? And for some people, that may mean a change of careers. That certainly may mean a change of locations. It may mean, you know, it's time to get out of the city. It's time to move out in the country. It's time to do something else. And we have to ask ourselves that question. How do I best serve God in my place and station? And then we have to do it. And as you said, with joy. You know, it's interesting to me that the Apostle James starts off his letter by saying, consider it all joy when you're called on to suffer various trials. Well, that's the story of our lives in this world. And so we have to consider it joy.
I'll remember those verses from James when I'm on the treadmill today.
Exactly.
I always enjoy Franklin Sanders of Tennessee, one of my very special friends. You can find Franklin's site, The Money Changer, at www.the-moneychanger.com. Tomorrow, Father Christopher Hunter will be on. Eileen Fleming will be on. Daniel New and Mark Glenn will be on the show on Friday. God bless. This is Mark Dankos, America.
A message for all.